Welcome to this beginner tutorial on designing a patchy style bass wobble for a deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going after that moving, haunted, low-end growl that sits under breakbeats and adds tension without sounding too clean or too modern. The goal is not a huge festival wobble. We want something darker, more organic, and a little mysterious, like it's breathing with the drums. We'll build the sound mostly with stock Ableton devices, and the main focus will be automation. That means you'll learn how filter movement, resonance, saturation, and arrangement changes can turn a simple bass patch into something alive. First, let's set the scene. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere around 160 to 170 BPM. A great starting point for deep jungle is 165 BPM. Then load in a drum loop or program a breakbeat pattern, ideally something Amen style or a rolling jungle break. The reason we do this first is simple. Apache bass doesn't exist in a vacuum. It needs the drums around it so you can hear how the groove interacts. Now create a new MIDI track and load a bass instrument. If you're just starting out, Waveitable is a great choice because it's easy to shape and automate. You can also use Operator or Drift, but Waveitable gives us a really clear path for this lesson. Inside Waveitable, start with a simple chord tone. Use a saw wave or a rounded analog style Waveitable on oscillator 1. On oscillator 2, you can use a square wave or another saw, and if you want more weight, tune it down one octave. Keep the unison low, maybe one or two voices at most, so the sound stays focused and doesn't get too wide too soon. Next, set the filter to a low-pass 24 dB filter. Bring the cutoff down to somewhere around 100 to 200 Hz to start, and add a little resonance, maybe in the 10 to 25% range. That gives the sound a bit of character without making it whistle. For the amp envelope, keep the attack very short, the decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain fairly high and release fairly short. That gives you a bass tone that holds together nicely when it wobbles. Now let's talk about the sub. In jungle, the sub has to be clean and controlled. If you want, you can keep the sub inside the same instrument using a clean sine-like oscillator, but make sure it stays mono. The important thing is that the low end remains centered and stable. If your mid bass gets wider later, that's fine, but the sub should stay solid and narrow. Wide sub is one of the quickest ways to lose clarity in drum and bass. At this point, you've got the foundation. Now comes the fun part. Movement. The heart of this sound is filter or automation. That's where the Apache wobble comes from. You can do this in two main ways. The first is drawing automation and arrangement view. Press A to show automation, then choose the filter cutoff parameter in Waveitable. Draw curves that open and close across the note or phrase. You can make it sweep slowly, close quickly, or create stepped movement for a more old-school feel. The second method is to use an LFO inside Waveitable. Assign the LFO to the filter cutoff, and set the rate to something like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount moderate and use a smooth shape, like sine or triangle. This gives you rhythmic motion, without needing to draw every little change manually. For beginners, the best approach is to use both. Let the LFO create internal motion, and then use arrangement automation to shape the larger phrase. That way you get a sound that feels controlled, but still alive. And this is really important. Make the wobble feel jungle, not dubstep. That means you want it to breathe with the breakbeat. Use longer sweeps over a bar or two, not non-stop aggressive motion. Try asymmetrical shapes, like opening quickly and closing slowly, or hold the cutoff steady for a moment, then move it again. That little bit of irregularity makes the bass feel more human and less like a preset. Here's a simple example of how you could shape a two-bar phrase. In the first bar, let the filter slowly open from dark to slightly brighter. At the end of the bar, dip it back down quickly. In the second bar, increase the wobble speed a little, then pull it down again before the fill. That kind of movement feels like it's answering the drums. Now let's add some grit. After Waveitable, insert a saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. The goal is to add harmonics and presence so the bass reads better on smaller speakers, but without destroying the sub. If it starts sounding fizzy or harsh, back off the drive and filter some of the top end later. If you want even more motion, add auto filter after saturator. Use a low pass filter and automate the cutoff again, but keep it subtle. You can also experiment with the filter's drive or light resonance. A small amount of envelope follower can make the bass react a bit more dynamically to the input, which can sound really nice against busy drums. Then clean up the tone with EQ8. If the bass starts getting muddy, check the low mids, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. if it needs more body. A gentle boost around 80 to 120 HC can help, but be careful not to overdo it. If the wobble gets too sharp, cut some harshness in the 2 to 5 kHC area. The main rule here is simple. If the bass is fighting the break, fix the low mids first. If you want width, keep it subtle and keep it out of the sub. Chorus ensemble can work nicely on the mid layer, or you can try a light facer flanger or a tiny stereo delay. Just remember, the low end should stay mono. The width is for atmosphere, not for the foundation. Now it's time to write the bass line itself. Keep it simple at first. Use 1-bar or 2-bar phrases with short repeated notes, a few longer holds, and some rests so the drums can breathe. In jungle, space is part of the groove. A good starting idea is to hit on beat 1, add another note just before beat 2, hold through part of beat 3, then leave a gap for the snare or break fill. That creates tension and gives the rhythm some push and pull. Work in a minor key if you want the classic dark feel. D minor, F minor, G minor, or A minor are all solid choices. Root notes, fifths, and octave jumps are enough to get a strong jungle vibe without overcomplicating things. Now we move from sound design into arrangement automation, which is where the patch starts feeling like part of a song instead of just a loop. Over 8 bars, automate the filter cutoff, resonance, saturator drive, and maybe the wet amount of any width or ambience effects. For example, bars 1 and 2 can stay dark and filtered. Bars 3 and 4 can open up a little. Bars 5 and 6 can add more drive and deeper wobble movement. Then bars 7 and 8 can pull back down again before the drop or fill. That kind of arc keeps the bass from feeling static. You can also add return tracks for atmosphere. A short reverb or hybrid reverb on a return can add misty space, but keep the low end out of the reverb by high-passing the return. Echo can also work well for a little ghostly delay, especially if you filter the highs and lows so it doesn't clutter the mix. Use these effects lightly. In jungle, too much reverb can blur the groove fast. A good beginner tip is to compare versions. Duplicate the bass track and make one version more closed and one more open. Then switch between them and listen to which parts of the sound are actually doing the work. That's a great way to train your ear and understand how much the automation matters. Here are a few extra style ideas you can try once you've got the basics down. You can automate two different wobble speeds, with slower movement in the main phrase and faster movement just before a transition. You can also offset the filter movement and the volume movement so they don't happen at exactly the same time. That tiny mismatch can make the sound feel much more organic. Another strong trick is to add a tiny pitch flick at the start of each note, just a quick upward bite. It gives the bass a little more attitude without changing the whole tone. If you want a darker edge, try layering a hidden texture underneath. Duplicate the bass. Make the copy thinner, more distorted, and heavily filtered, then keep it very low in the mix. You may not hear it clearly, but you'll feel it. That's a classic jungle move. And when you're ready, resample the bass to audio. This is where things can get really fun. Freeze and flatten the track, or just record the output to audio, then chop the best bits, reverse little sections, or create call and response phrases. A lot of old-school jungle energy comes from audio editing and resampling, not just synth patches. Let's finish with a simple practice exercise. Build an 8-bar bass loop using one wavetable patch. Program a 2-bar bass line and repeat it. Automate the cutoff so the first 2 bars stay dark, the next 2 bars open slightly, the following 2 bars add more wobble movement, and the last 2 bars close back down for tension. Add a little extra drive in the middle section, and keep the sub mono the whole time. If you want an extra challenge, resample it and use one chopped bar as a call and response against the drums. The big takeaway here is this. Deep jungle bass is all about layers of motion, careful low-end control, and making space for the breakbeat. You don't need a crazy patch. You need a dark tone, rhythmic movement, and smart automation. If you get that balance right, the bass will feel alive, the drums will hit harder, and the whole track will start to breathe. Nice work.